Now looking ahead to the Cork Ladies Footballers All-Ireland quarter-final this Saturday afternoon, taking on Galway in Mullingar. Their manager, Aoife Fitzgerald, joins me now. Aoife, we spoke last week on the disappointing news of two games one day for Libby Coppinger. And earlier on this week, you confirmed that Libby will be focusing on Camogie this weekend, a loss for ye.
Yeah, well, obviously she's a big loss to us, yeah. But, I mean, you couldn't expect any athlete to play two games in one day, so we felt that, you know, just to take the pressure off Libby and that we'd release her to focus on the Camogie. It's very unsatisfactory, but look, we've made that decision now, so we just have to get on with it and walk away while we have. But it's just, I just think it's a ridiculous situation that, you know, that to be allowed to happen, particularly after we were told last year that it wouldn't happen again. So, but as far as I can see, you know, it's just television is dictating the times and days of the games, which for me is the wrong way around. But anyway, we just have to get on with it now and focus on Saturday, which is a tough task ahead of us against Galway.
And presumably it was a tough decision for Libby to have to make, which way she'd go, or was it a decision you took off
her
hands?
We never left it to that. No, we took that out of our hands. Like, I wouldn't expect Libby's 20 years of age or whatever. You don't expect anybody of that age to be making those kind of decisions. And, like, there was never... I mean, at the end of the day, the only person losing out here is Libby. You know, because, okay, we're losing a player and all of that, but, like, she would love... She's travelled maybe 10 or 12,000 miles to training with us this year at her own expense, to be told that, listen, the two games are on the one day. So the point I was trying to make really is that the players need to come first, and if somebody's willing to give the sacrifice of playing both codes, particularly where Libby is living, she's close to Bantry, which is nearly 100 miles round trip for her every night, then I think she deserves a little bit more respect than that. But that's the way it is now, so we just have to push on.
Okay, well, we wish Libby the very best of luck with Cork Camogie on Saturday evening.
Likewise, yeah.
For
yeah.
now. But for otherwise, Aoife, what's your squad update this week looking ahead to the Galway match?
We're fine, yeah. I mean, like, we've been, I suppose this year, we've been very unfortunate with injuries and disruptions that, but, like, hopefully, you know, for Saturday, we'll have everybody available, which is for the first time, excluding Libby, obviously, but for the first time in a long time, we kind of have a clean bill of health. So we're delighted with that. And as I say, looking forward to the challenge.
And with the game at 12:30 game, Aoife, do you travel up Friday night?
Yeah, we have to go Friday night. No, obviously we got late notice again for that. So Mullingar was booked out, so we have to stay in that loan. So, but again, playing an All Ireland quarterfinal at 12:30 on a Saturday morning.
And the first match in a doubleheader as well, Aoife.
Yeah, I mean, it's just beggars belief, really, to be honest about it.
It just
makes no sense to me.
Is it another thing that's dictated by TV schedules?
I would imagine so. I never got into that one, but I would imagine it is. But I don't think any All-Ireland quarterfinal should be played at 12:30 on a Saturday. Or 12:30 on any day, to be honest about it. Because, you know, I think the girls deserve more respect than that. And particularly in light of, like, we'll have to leave tomorrow night. So it's maybe 4 or 5 o'clock. So that means girls getting off work early and, you know, preparing and you know, making that long trip up there and getting up in the morning and having your dinner more or less at 9 o'clock in the morning. So it's disruptive. But they're all minor disruptions. At the end of the day, we're still focused on the match, they're not excuses. But they're just reasons, I think, that ladies football needs to progress that a little bit more, and we need to become a little bit more professional in terms of how we operate.
That's an awful lot of different hurdles to have to battle though before a ball is ever thrown in though.
Well, it is, but, you know, we'll play anywhere, and it just doesn't really matter. I mean, as I say, our focus, they're all, by the way, is really for us now, we're focused on the game. Like, once we made a decision about Libby, we have no control over the time of the match and all of that, but once we made a decision on Libby, that was a big one for us. And, you know, once that was made, we informed the players on Tuesday, and after that, then it's just head down. We had a good training session Tuesday. We'll train again tonight, and our focus now is solely on the match.
Yeah, okay, let's focus more on the football and try not be so negative on the outside factors. Aoife, the win over Monaghan, like, it was the classic, if you'd like to say, classic Cork ladies performance, in the sense that it was another tough battle, another tight game, and they grounded out. So coming from that game, performance-wise, how do you feel about yourselves going into this match?
Yeah, well, I suppose we hadn't played for 9 weeks, which was a long time. And we were probably a bit rusty. I think we scored once out of the first 9 attempts we had, which isn't like us at all. And as a consequence of that, then we put ourselves under a little bit of pressure. You know, we probably should have had more of a cushion. At half time, this was level at half time. Second half, Manning came out and they really came at us. But again, the character shone through, particularly when Monaghan got the goal. I thought when we went 2 points up, we might push on, you know, if we got another score or two, possibly would have pulled away, but they got a goal then, which knocked us back. But again, the girls, you know, you can never question the character.
No.
Regardless of who puts on that Cork jersey, I think it's just handed down now from player to player. When you look at the younger ones there, the Emma Spillanes and Melissa's and Neil Cotters and those, you know, they've picked it up from the older girls. And again, last year, I suppose, we had, like, with the experience we had with Breege and Ween, and that they've learned a lot. And it's just that never said die attitude is, you know, it's a joy to behold, really.
Mm. Okay, so moving on from Monaghan, Galway, the new opposition to assess, what do you make of them at this stage in the year, Efi?
Well, we played them in a challenge match earlier. We beat them by 2 points in the league, but that was kind of a completely different team to what we'd be facing on Sunday. You know, they really rejig things around and you know, they come up with a system that suits them. In the Connacht final, they were awesome in the first half. You know, I think they scored 3-7 to 3 points or something against what I class as a very good Mayo team. So, yeah, and balanced out a little bit in the second half. But they're very good footballers. I think Galway, similar to ourselves, would have a lot of very talented individual players. But I think since the new man has come in, they've kind of gelled a little bit more as a team, and they're very committed. They get a lot of players behind the ball, and they break quickly. So, but we've worked on that, and hopefully we'll be ready for that scenario. It's just a matter of us being more patient, maybe, in our play going forward. But we're expecting a titanic struggle again. They're kind of champions. They have three or four girls back, I think, that didn't play last year. So, but when you're playing provincial champions, you know you're in for a battle, and that's what we're expecting on Saturday.